Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adviston on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp. Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, we're back on WPTF. We just continue. We're doing the show off the air and on the air. It doesn't matter if the mics are off. We're still doing the same thing, having a good time. 919-860-9783. Welcome to the third hour of the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Now in our 41st or 81st year, whichever you want to count there, since we're just kind of continuing what John Harris did, although John only had 15 minutes. That's a darn shame that the powers that be only gave that man 15 minutes. Maybe he just wanted 15 minutes. He did it for 40 years. He did 15 minutes.
Wow. It's
different time. Different time, really.
Definitely.
But he did it well.
That would kill us, wouldn't it?
Yeah, good grace. I wouldn't be able to. I'd still be clearing my throat trying to think of something to say.
If you say my name, that takes about 10. Rufus Lige Edmondson. Yeah.
Esquire. Well, Phil.
Yes.
Would you like to read from your sheet again?
Oh.
I want to know about perennials.
Well, yeah. Rufus asked about perennials. Could you? And Holly, one of our listeners, wanted us to take a. I felt good. I found some photos here. I'm going to send those to you, Celeste, if I can figure out how to do it on Messenger of Rufus's garden. She says she's heard about it for 20 years. And she wants us to take her on a tour, mainly Rufus, a visual tour of you know, over the air. Well, on the show.
We could do that.
All right. Would you like to begin that, or do you want to start with the perennials?
I want to hear about Phil's perennials.
All right. And then we'll do that.
Let me kind of get these loaded up. Okay. We're going to have a totally, totally new crop of perennials. We've got a beautiful crop right now, and we've got a little, I would say we've got a little bit of everything. There are some things that are coming in that I don't know exactly how to pronounce, because Gail and Lane, especially Gail and
Who's
Pam,
your landscaper?
Yeah, and Pam Beck. I think they've been getting together on some of the things that are coming in. And so, but we've got Achillea, Ajuga, anemones. Now, these are not ready. These are what we're going to have for the fall. We've got all types of dianthus. We're going to have digitalis, which is one of Rufus's
favorites. In case you
favorites.
Got some heart problems,
right.
You can get your digitalis right there.
Would that be foxglove?
That would be foxglove. Erysimum, euphorbias, lots of kales. Lots of carrots.
Kale Yarborough.
Yeah, kale Yarborough. Lots of carex grasses. Well, lots of grasses, ornamental grasses, and I think that's one thing that people don't use enough of. We've got lots of herbs coming in, but ornamental grasses make such a good show, especially, well, even in the summer, but especially in the fall. The muley grass is just gorgeous. I mean,
it is on a cold day with the sun shining through it.
Yes, it is.
It's pink. And
if you've never seen it and you're in the Cary area, the people that landscaped the Bojangles on the corner of Walnut and Tryon, when that muley grass starts blooming, it's visible for a half mile. It's gorgeous.
It doesn't look that great this time of year. I mean, it's okay.
Is ephemeral a good word for it?
That's one of those.
Ephemeral look?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. And then we're getting in lots of phlox this year. So like the woodland phlox, like Blue Moon and May Breeze, some of those that are going to be blooming this fall. Sedums, and then, of course, snaps and pansies and violas.
I love snaps.
Yeah, and there's lots of new, I'll talk about this a sec. There's lots of new pansies coming out. There's one called cats, like the play cats, C-A-T-S, and it's called a cat's pansy. So I think it'll probably have whiskers for sure. And then there's another one called, we've had the cool waves for a long time. They're the trailing pansies, and now there's one called Top Wave. And the Top Wave is going to grow more rounded to begin with, more kind of like it'll look like a half a basketball in a hanging basket, and then it'll start to trail. So they're supposed to be a little more compact, but still have the trailing effect. So I think that's going to be, and there's a lot of nice colors in that. So that's the Top Wave. So Ball Seed, Pan American comes up with all these, like the wave pansies and the cool wave pansies, and then the wave petunias and things like that. So just be looking for the Top Wave pansies to come out. And there's just lots of really neat stuff coming out this year.
Boy, that's you got a lot of stuff there, Phil, to
yeah,
take care of.
We do, definitely.
Good gracious.
I can't describe it except that it's a hanging kind of greenery that Palmer brought over the last time, and it just flows, totally green, no bloom on it, sort of a filler. I just don't know.
Swedish ivy. Is it solid green?
Yeah,
solid green. Swedish ivy, I bet.
And it's not a perennial, though.
No. No, there's a solid green Swedish ivy that a lot of people make hanging baskets with, or either use for trailers in their containers.
It's fabulous.
And it's we got that in late, so he probably got some of that. And then there's also a variegated Swedish ivy that a lot of landscapers use in commercial beds. That's it's a nice plant too, as well.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So is that it?
I just happen to think we've got Lamium will be coming. Well, Lamium. We got it in. Lamium's really nice shade plant, and it has, we've got the white, the pink, and the purple this year, or bluish purple. So there's lots of really, and we've got some really nice helianthus, the sunflowers and things like that out there now. I mean, the perennials are just gorgeous this year. They've done well.
Oh, yes.
So, Rufus, for Holly, take us on a little tour.
Yeah. Well, Holly,
you can start wherever you want to.
Okay.
First of all, the house is historic. The grounds are historic.
Yeah, why don't we start with the house? It was built in 1921, Holly, by Raleigh's first orthodontist. And I remember going in there one time in the garage and was poking around and opened up some shoe boxes and scared me to death. There were a bunch of dentures in there.
Were they wooden?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, and so the house is a bungalow-style house that sits on 2.5 acres, made out of cement blocks that were made on the place by a Sears and Roebuck machine that you can see today, an old Sears and Roebuck catalog.
How about that?
And then stuccoed over. Beautiful wooden floors and just picturesque, with a lot of greenery around it. Mainly 100-year-old oak trees. Pecan trees.
Yeah.
Two in the front and two in the back, over 100 years old.
The pecans are in the front. The pecans are in the back.
Yeah. But you come in a little winding road that. And on the right side is a wooded area, and I have a gate that I need to because...
Riff-raff.
Well, I used to have some problems when I was in public office of threats and this and that, so we have to do that. And on the right side you drive up is what I call my remembering my friends. People will give me a plant, and I try to remember somebody that died that I want to... I've got Aunt Johnsy's... crab tree there on the right side. I've got a 100-year-old American holly that I've got some initials carved in it, L and L plus R, or R plus L, Linda plus Rufus. It was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I've got lots of old-fashioned, what is that, Formosa azaleas, Phil? Formosa azaleas on the right side. A 100-year-old tree on the right that is pin oak. Several other kinds of shrubbery, including cedar trees. Some of them need to be cut down. And then we travel all around Holly. I'm going on the outside right now. And following the boundary, there is what I call my rock garden. It's a garden that I built about 40 years ago with some help, where I've got perennials in it, plus some huge, oak leaf hydrangea. And then there's a whole backside that I call the serpentine garden. And that's one where I have all the mixture of the trees in the background that I planted, many from my friend Phil that go back 30 years. I have loads and loads of, in that serpentine garden, loads and loads of phlox, loads and loads of daylilies, some by our friend Steve, Dutch iris, lots of, and I have muley grass like Phil just mentioned. And then as you circle on around, I've got a whole patch of Mexican sunflowers that if you want to see a very beautiful, beautiful dance of the butterflies, just plant some Mexican sunflowers. And then we've got a little house back there that I'm calling the Rufus Hut. We're not even going to talk about that right now, Holly. And then I have an old garage that I found a picture of a T-model in front of it. Go around the right side. I've got an arbor with what is that vine, Phil? That
jasmine?
Jasmine.
Star jasmine.
Star jasmine. And is that thing, when it blooms, incredible? And then a little wildflower garden there, a patio with the 100-year-old crepe myrtles, plenty of old-fashioned 100-year-old evergreen
azaleas.
The
magnolias. Yep.
And there's a fence around the whole place because it would keep varmints out, and especially human beings, and have no deer problem. And then I'm going to leave out some things because I just can't name it all. If there's a square foot that's available, I've got something in it, and I'm like Mike Raley. If you'll find a place for something, and a lot of the plants that I've planted are some 40 years old, and I think, well, those are old. Well, I often wonder what those 100-year-old trees think of those little squirts. And so that's sort of a tour of the driveway is gravel, and it's just an old-fashioned 1921 house built by Dr. Ian Lawrence, Raleigh's first orthodontist, and I've done nothing to alter it. I hope to live there a long time.
Absolutely. Something that really struck me this year when we had the weekend gardener party was the hydrangeas. It was just overwhelming, those hydrangeas you had out there.
Yeah, they all came from Phil. And I have to tell you, I think probably the most spectacular is that oak leaf hydrangea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all there is to it. And you're hunting me a pink one, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is that pink through the summer, or is it pink as it fades?
There's a new one that's out now, and it's a rebloomer. I've talked to Lane just a little bit about it.
Huh.
But oak leaf. So we've got to do checking on it.
Now, that one is not supposed to grow 15 feet tall like the other one, right?
Right.
The new one.
Right. So we're doing some Phil, research on that.
Speaking of that, Phil will tell you there are different pruning instructions for hydrangeas. And I never can figure out what's what. So
it's hard.
I leave them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
yep.
Best thing to do if you can do it. Yep. And Holly, also, if you're a Facebook friend, you can go back to 2023 and some photos of Rufus's garden there that I took at one of those parties. So you're listening to The Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. We'll talk Farmer John coming. I don't know what's wrong with Rigsby. He hadn't been back in. He's given the temperature, but he didn't come back in here to get him another pastry.
I know. That one cinnamon roll must have done him in.
I don't know, man. That's good stuff.
Yes,
John Champion trolls the hallway.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, just he's trying to... Try not to come in and get two.
Well, he's walking. He's walking the first one down.
Yeah.
So he can make more space.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Those are good people.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Farmer John is with us. Farmer John, how's everything, sir?
Well, everything's pretty good down here in Fuquay.
Glad to hear
everything
it.
How's everything up your way?
Very nice. We've had a good time, all feeling good.
Yep.
My doctor told me I was a little dehydrated yesterday. He told me to drink some Gatorade every day. He wants me to drink 16 ounces of Gatorade. I'm not drinking enough. I don't drink alcohol, so I'm not drinking the other stuff.
Gatorade.
So other than that, I'm doing fine.
Well, good. Look, I gotta kind of talk fast because the last time I called in back in, I think, April or May, I want you to know it cost me some big money for calling into the show.
Oh, I got you. I understand that. Yeah.
Well, it turned out that Dr. Bob Johnson was listening in, and at the next meeting of the Fuquay Marina Rotary Club, he called me out for violating the first tenet of the four-way test, which is it the truth? And he accused me of masquerading as a farmer, and it cost me $5 to get
out
of that.
Gosh, Rotary Club, you got busted by the Rotary Club and Dr.
By Dr. Bob at the Rotary Club, and I'm afraid he might be listening this morning, and if he is, you know, it's going to cost me another $5.
I didn't know that the Rotary Club was as tough on people as the Chitlin Club.
We might be even worse. I don't know.
We don't have monetary fines in the Chitlin Club.
Goodness.
It's just, you get beat upon.
Well, I've not been invited to the Chitlin Club yet. I keep meaning to send my application to Rufus, and I'm going to get that done, Rufus. But look, let's talk. I got a couple questions. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, the garden, I had some successes. I've had some failures. I don't think I can grow yellow squash. 2 years in a row, I hadn't got the first squash. I'm just going to buy them at the farmer's market.
It's been a horrible year for squash.
Too much wet water or what?
I don't know what it was. They just wouldn't make fruits.
I think it was too hot. This year.
I think it was. And Phil, that snapper tomato I got from you.
Yes.
I was going to bring you one. And anyway, long story short, we had to go out of town. The fruits came on it, and then they stopped because of the heat. They stopped maturing.
Right.
They sat there for 3 weeks, green as gourds. And then we had to go to the beach, and my neighbors ended up getting so I may get one yet, bring it to you. But the best ones I had this year were the Early Girls and the Better Boy Plus. They did well, and of course the Sun Goals all did well. But here's where I had another failure, and I don't understand. So this is kind of my first question. I planted some. I got me a packet of butterbean seeds and pole bean seeds, and put them in bags. I grow everything in bags. And I went and got me some trellises and cheap plastic trellises down there at Tractor Supply. And I'm going to tell you, I have had just an abundance of plant, but I've not got the first bean to come on either one of those things. No butter bean, no snap beans. What could have happened to my butter beans and snap beans?
Any
ideas about that?
How much fertilizer have you put on it?
Got about 45 seconds.
I'll have one other question, so I'll probably go through the blank.
Yeah, that's fine.
I probably put some on, you know, when we planted them, and I put some on as we went along.
No.
Maybe I didn't put too much. Did I put too much?
Yeah, you just need to do it when you plant it for butter beans and snaps and let them go. That's what we always did in the garden. Yep.
I would get some blooms, but I would never get any beans.
Right, exactly.
Yep. All right, I got one other question. Let's just hold it through the break. How's that?
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Farmer John's running things here. All right.
I like Farmer John.
I'm telling you. Rotary Club, you weren't in here. We'll have to talk about what the Rotary Club did to him. They're tougher than the Chitlin Club.
Oh, my.
Yeah, monetary fines.
I want to hear that.
All right, more coming up on The Weekend Gardener. We're back. I think we're back. Farmer John's back. He's calling the shots now. John, tell Rufus again. He was out in the hall taking a call.
Yeah.
Tell us more about what Rotary did to you.
Dr. Bob.
Well,
Dr. Bob, yeah.
So I'm in the Fuquay Marina Rotary with Dr. Bob Johnson.
Yeah.
You all know, of course.
Yes, sir.
When I called back in April or May, whenever it was, Rufus, with tough questions and called in as Farmer John, at the next Rotary meeting, got me out for violating the first four-way test, which is it the truth?
Right.
And he called me out for masquerading as a farmer. And I had to pay $5 fine to get out of that.
Absolutely.
I told him we don't.
I think a lot of him. I hope he's not listening in today because he'll call me out again coming Thursday about it.
Well, he's being real hard on you. Where does that funding go? Where do those fines go? What kind of hole does it go into?
Well, we got a couple of places that money goes, but the most important thing is, so Rotary has a program called the CART Fund, and it's the committee for Coins for Alzheimer's Research Trust. CART, and so we generally send all that money out to.
So it's not really a fine. It's not punishment.
It's a contribution.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Anyway, and look, always good to hear Tony Rigsby's voice. I sat behind Tony in high school, over at Durham High School for 3 years, sat behind him in a homeroom. And the reason Tony got to sit in front of me was he had two G's in Rigsby, and I only had one G, so two G's came before.
Yeah, well, he's really touchy about that, too. And you spell his name wrong.
And I finally figured out what the deal was, is Tony Rigsby's family could afford two G's, and my family was so poor we couldn't afford but one G. But anyway, that's how he got in front of me.
And Tony's been poor-mouthing me all these years. I just didn't know.
Let me tell you, he had that radio voice. He had that in high school.
I'm sure.
I mean, that was totally natural. I mean, that's exactly
what I know. I've known Tony for 40 years. I know exactly how he talks all the time, whereas I have to put on airs to do a newscast.
But listen, and Phil, real quick, before I get to my question, real quick, Phil, that Schweitzer tomato was the best-tasting tomato out of all of them I had this summer.
The which one?
The swamp
thing.
Slicer, S-L-I-C-E-R.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and be sure and stock those again next spring.
All right.
Swamp Slicer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Farmer Bob, I want to tell you.
No, Farmer John.
I had Farmer John. In my career, I spoke to 49 Rotary Clubs for 28 years of public service, and never a better crowd. But one time I went to one up in Maggie Valley, and the fellow introduced me and said, "This is our songwriter. Ain't much enemies, all we got." I've never forgotten that one, and they proved the point on him.
Well, I've been in Rotary a long time, and it's a
great organization.
It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you coming when I was in the Cary Rotary Club, Rufus, and spoke to us, and always appreciated what you had.
Did they throw you out of the Cary Rotary Club, John?
No.
Okay.
When my wife and I moved Cary in 1976, it was 12,000 people. And when we left 2 years ago, it was 180,000. But we came to Fuquay because our daughter had moved back from Charlotte and landed in Fuquay.
Gotcha.
And we thought, well, that'd be really great. But then we started thinking, well, it's still going to be 25 plus minutes to get down there to her with traffic and everything.
Yeah.
So an opportunity came up, and now we just live a mile away from her. So it's all worked. It's been a real blessing.
That's wonderful.
To make change. Here's my last question. So when we moved in here 2 years ago in this house, the builder planted a landscape is an inspiration magnolia tree form.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little small leaf magnolia tree.
Right.
And the first winter, it had beautiful blooms on it. It was just covered. Well, this past winter, I got to noticing, I said, that tree, after it leafed out, I said, that thing looks kind of puny. Well, it was eat up with black spot. And I called in. It may have been, I don't remember when it was exactly, but I called in Joe. Daryl's on. I was going to treat neem oil. He said, no, get daconil. There's product in there.
Right.
You want to use this daconil. So I treated it very well, and I have treated it again a second time, earlier in the summer. Well, last Saturday we were out here doing some work, and I looked over and I said, doggone, this thing looks bad again. Well, it doesn't look like a black spot on it. It looks like something I might call maybe rust or something. It's more of a muddled look, however you might say it, rather than, you know, individual spots like you get with black spot.
Right.
And it's got ants, too. I'm just trying to figure out what in the world to do now. Am I even going to be able to enjoy this spring?
There may be some aphids. It sounds like aphids.
And aphids have been attacking
ants,
a lot of things this year.
Aphids and white flies have been awful.
Yeah.
Look on the backside of your leaves.
Yeah. And I'm looking right now. I'm standing outside.
Okay, look on the backside of the leaves. Does it feel sticky?
Not really, to be honest with you. And I don't see any little, any little aphids. Of course, maybe they've come and gone. I don't know.
Well,
maybe I'll bring. Are you going to be at the store this afternoon, Phil?
I'll be in and out. I've got my great granddaughter, but if you will bring some in a plastic bag and let me look at it, and then I'll also check with someone that grows those in Johnston County, and we'll see what we can find out.
All right, that'd be great. I'd like to treat it again, see if I can salvage the
Yes. I haven't had that trouble with mine, so I'm not sure what's going on, but I'll look at mine a little bit closer this afternoon.
All right, well, I'll bring you a sample either today or first part of the week.
Okay.
Like that.
So, yeah, I'll be there. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, John, very much.
Thanks so much. I always enjoy being a part of the show.
Give our best to everybody there at the Rotary Club.
Yep.
All right, well, say hello to Tony for me.
I shall. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. It's 10:42. We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. You know, if Phil was talking about how hot it's been, imagine your car having to deal with that and trying to get you from place to place. You need to go to King's Auto Service, get it all checked out, and it's abused a great deal, your vehicle. Seasonal abuse. And it's been a tough summer. So get everything checked out. They'll do a once over. Pay to get a once over for your car. It's you're going to be glad you did it, because so much better. It's you'll be in a much better frame of mind, because you worry, if you're a worrier especially, your car is when it makes a funny sound or something, you're not going to be able to think it away. Is something wrong with it? So you have to take it in. It's probably going to cost you more than it would to get some maintenance. Preventive maintenance, that's something that Dean Bailey at King's has always preached, and any good mechanic would tell you that. And they can check all the stuff, the brakes and the tires and all of that, and you got to have brakes and tires. Got to have good wiper blades. You got to have a good battery, that 12-volt battery. With so many electronics on the cars now, that those batteries may not last the 4 or 5 years that you may be used to. So get that checked out. If you have a hybrid vehicle, a lot of people do, certified hybrid technicians at King's, and they can diagnose, give you available options for a high-voltage battery pack replacement if that's necessary for the life of your car. And they'll charge you less than the dealer would charge you for a replacement if it comes to that. Call King's on Monday to schedule a courtesy battery analysis. They had a lot of things going on there, but that's one of them. King's Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 West Street. It's to the north part of West Street, downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Well, let's head to Durham and John. John, good morning. Jim. I'm sorry, Jim in Durham. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Mike, Phil, and Rufus.
Good morning.
Got a Rosa Sharon question this morning.
Rosa Sharon? Rosa Sharon, he says.
Yes. I've got a couple of, mature, healthy plants. They're 6 foot tall or so. They've been in the ground for 5, 6, 7 years. But they basically flower in, June and into July, and then they kind of fizzle out with flowers. And I wonder, are there some varieties that will continue blooming, like into August and September? They'll just bloom longer.
I have some right now doing that very thing. And they're just the old-fashioned thing that I I give seedlings off to people all the time. I don't know what kind they are, but I have some that bloom. Now, there's some hybrids that Phil can tell you about that will probably bloom a little more predictable. But I have some that, and I'll be glad sometime if you'll come to one of our remotes, and I'll give you some cuttings that I guarantee you will bloom in August and September.
Okay.
We'll be at, I tell you what, Jim, we'll be at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina on the 20th of September.
All right. That may work out just fine. Yeah, I actually talked to Rufus and you, Mike. I talked to both of you at the Aluminum Company. I think it was 2 years ago when they had one of their fall open house.
Yeah. Sessions. Come out and have a hamburger and some ice cream.
All right. Well, I'll send you, Mike, I'll send you a Facebook message if you, you know, maybe in the week leading up to that, you can, if you need to, you know, remind Rufus about it.
All right.
In advance. And,
we'll call Cheryl, get her to remind him.
All right.
That's his assistant.
Yeah, these that I have, they've done well, but they just, the blooms just don't last very long. It's just kind of, I thought, well, there's got to be some other varieties that bloom longer. So, all righty. Sounds good, then. We'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks over on the Hamlin Road.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Bye. Yeah, we'll be there. Be there the 20th of September. Boy, I can't believe we're almost into September.
I can't either.
Oh, great.
September 1st is meteorological fall, too. I like to hear that. Tired of summer. Don't like summer that much. I like it okay. I like all the fruit and vegetables and stuff. But and some of the fragrances from summer that we get. But other than that, it's just it's always kind of worn on me.
Hot all the time.
Thank God for air conditioning.
Yes, oh. For sure.
Somebody was mentioning osmanthus a moment ago.
Yeah. Is yours blooming?
Budding up, ready to perfume the whole yard.
Yeah. I get it several times a year now. It's just kind of whenever it wants to do it. It's fine with me.
When I'm out of white blooms, I don't have a yellow bloom.
But I have one that's kind of orangey yellow, but I planted it in too much shade, and it rarely blooms.
They don't bloom as, I don't think they bloom as vigorously as the white ones.
I mean, you see photos of them, but I don't know where they get that. Yeah. That's got to be AI.
Yep.
Well, I plant them for the fragrance, not the blooms. So
that's right. I mean,
stick with white.
It's just a good old standard evergreen. It's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes good hedge.
It's really
good blind
hedge,
as we say down in Nash County. But it's reliable. That's the thing. We don't hear about disease problems with it. Not that I want to put a whammy on it or something, but it's one evergreen that certainly has it has personality and it's reliable. So we're glad to have it around. Dan, our friend Dan, the flower show guy at the State Fairgrounds. You out there now, Dan?
Yes, sir, Mike. I sure am. Good morning, Mike, Rufus, Phil.
Good morning.
How's the weather out there? We haven't been out in a while. Is it warming up a little bit, or how does it feel?
Actually, right now, it's pretty comfortable. I know it's going to get a little bit worse, but it's not too bad in the morning. You know, that's the best time to get out and get some stuff done.
Give us a report on what we can expect in October.
I can't believe it's almost here. It's less than 2 months away.
That's right.
Sit. You better get busy.
Well, we're kind of plugging away. We do not have a building this year, of course. I think everybody knows that. We're going to have a big tent where the old flower house used to be. And then construction on the new flower house starts right after the fair's over, as far as I know. But, yeah, we're looking forward to that. But we're plugging away. We're going to still have a great flower show. And by the way, the osmanthus here, what a treat. When I get to walk by our tea olive here, it's just the fragrance just overwhelms the whole area. It's amazing. And those little flowers, you barely see them, but boy, do you smell them.
Mm. Yeah, it is an amazing plant. And Phil was talking about the orange-flowered or kind of yellowish-orange-flowered variety. Have you found that they don't bloom as prolifically as the white variety?
No way. The white ones are much better. Now, the orange, that it is a beautiful, beautiful plant.
It is.
But I just don't think you get nearly the bang for your buck that you do from the white ones.
Right.
Well, good. I don't want one, man. I've always lusted after one, but not now.
Did you find out what that shrub is on the
No, corner? I'm still working on that, and I'll let you know. Just like Lane, figure it out. And also that vine on the fence. I'm not even sure what that vine is.
Right.
This stuff that Tony planted, I'm pretty sure several years ago, he did a lot of unique plants out here. Like, we still have one of the, Tony planted a couple of Japanese umbrella pines out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have one of those. We lost one a couple of years ago. Mother Nature decided to knock it down. But, yeah, you guys, we're just plugging away. Phil, thank you so much for your contributions from Campbell Road. Without your flowers, there would be no flower show.
You're welcome. Yeah.
What about the people in their individual gardens?
We do have, this year, there's going to be 20 adult gardens competing against each other, and then 6 schools doing gardens competing against each other. So, everyone's getting started on their gardens. Some, you know, the schools, they'll wait because, of course, they just started back. So the schools, you know, they get started a little bit later, but they still put together amazing gardens in such a short period of time. It's kind of neat. So, yeah, everyone, we're getting there.
So the fair starts October what? October
16th.
16th.
Yep, okay. October 16th through the 26th this year.
And when do you think you will be ready?
October 31st.
What is going to be the highlight? I mean, of course, the mum tree is always one of the things I love there. Is that going to be back?
Oh, the mum tree, of course, will be here. I mean, that's a staple now. In fact, if you go on the State Fair's website, they did it just recently, I think, did a blog about the mum tree last year. Real interesting story about the history of it. This is like one of the big photo ops for the State Fair, along with, you know, like the waterfall, the big photo op at the State Fair. The mum tree is a huge photo op. Yeah, it's quite a few. Usually we, you know, Mike, to be honest with you, people line up and wait their turn to get their picture taken.
I don't blame them a bit.
We're excited. Williams Plant Farm, they provide the mums. And I talked to them the other day, and they said, mums are looking beautiful. So can't wait to see those.
Well, I hope we can. I hope we can go out there and do what we've done the last 2 or 3 years. Think that's possible, Phil? I hate to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. Yeah, no, it's great.
That would be fun. Get Brother Rufus out there.
Yeah.
To join us and get a hot dog. Last year, I took y'all on a ride across whatever that's called, the skyline or whatever ride that goes all the way across the fairgrounds.
That was wonderful.
That's the State Fair Flyer.
That is so much fun. I did it.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
I did it twice, as my Uncle Russell used to say, in one day.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Sweet Melissa and I rode it twice.
That's great.
Yeah. Dan, thank you, buddy. We're out of time.
Well, thank you, guys. And I look forward to having you out here, and I'll keep you updated on the progress. We're slowly, like I said, we're progressing away.
Yeah, keep calling us up to the show, and you know, let us know how things are going.
Oh yeah, and if you ever have an urge and want to come out here to help out, for whatever reason, the crabgrass and pokeweed are doing
no,
well.
No, I am not in that business, but I appreciate the invitation.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Dan. Bye bye, Phil. You got good stuff on sale?
Yes, we have a big perennial sale right now. It's going to end the end of August. which won't be long now. And then mums and everything will be coming in, and pansies and all the fall things.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. Next week, we will be seeing Brother Fred at Bell's Carpets and Floors. It's right across Industrial Drive from the back of Costco. And they have been there for many years. They're in quite a little bit different location. They're right on Industrial, but we always have a great time there. It's a quality, top-flight place, good people. And as all of our listeners and panelists, and Phil, we'll see you. We love you.
All right.
Brother Rufus,
all
next
right.
week.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you both next week, and
take
we'll see
care.
All of you, hopefully, on the Weekend Gardener. Colin, thank you, sir, very much. And Joel, thank you. We'll see you next week on WPTF.